From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A new 112th Congress is set to convene Wednesday, ending nearly 2 years of Democrats controlling both the House and the Senate, as well as the White House. NPR's David Wellner reports the House will soon be run by a Republican majority.
63 newly elected Republicans will be taking the seats of House Democrats who either lost in November or retired. Led by soon-to-be Speaker of the House John Boehner, House Republicans have two big items on their agenda for the start of the new Congress. They want to slash domestic spending that's not defense-related by more than a fifth, or about $100 billion. And they want to repeal the law expanding health care coverage passed by the 111th Congress. Neither effort is expected to go much further, since a Senate that will still be controlled by Democrats is likely to block such legislation. Republicans picked up half a dozen seats in the Senate in the midterm elections, raising their total in the new Congress to 47. Senate leadership in both parties will remain unchanged. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The president's chief economic advisor says he hopes the new Congress won't resist raising the debt ceiling. The debt limit is now $14.3 trillion, and the national debt is fast approaching that number. It's expected the ceiling will have to be raised again this spring. Austin Goolsbee says refusing to do that would push the country into default.
The impact on the economy would be catastrophic. I mean, that would be a worse financial and economic crisis than anything we saw in 2008.
Goolsbee was interviewed on ABC's This Week. He also said the president is prepared to make difficult decisions on how to reduce government spending, but he also thinks it's important not to skimp on important investments, such as education. Reports from Egypt say that authorities there have stepped up security around all churches following an attack on Christian worshipers on New Year's Eve in the port city of Alexandria. The attack left at least 21 people dead and many more injured. From Cairo, the BBC's Liana Hosea reports.
Sunday prayers at the Coptic Church in Alexandria as worshippers mourn the dead. Armed police are guarding the building and the road is closed to vehicles. But what many Copts want to know was why this level of security was not there on New Year's Eve. A church security guard who was there at the time says he saw police who were guarding the church leave 15 minutes before the explosion. After Sunday's prayers, worshippers gathered in the church and holding high a blood-spattered picture of Christ called for President Mubarak to protect them.
The BBC's Liana Hosea reporting from Cairo. NATO officials say three NATO service members have been killed in Afghanistan so far this year. All three deaths occurred in the southern part of the country where the Taliban is strongest. This is NPR News from Washington. Democrats in Maryland will introduce a proposal in the new year to offer in-state college tuition benefits to undocumented immigrants whose parents are taxpayers. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports.
Victor Ramirez, the Democratic senator-elect, will introduce the proposal when the General Assembly convenes in the new year. He says the proposal will apply to students who've attended public schools for 12 years and want to go on to college. Opponents of the measure argue the state doesn't pay Americans who aren't residents for college tuition in Maryland, so it shouldn't be given to the children of undocumented immigrants. The General Assembly tried to pass a similar bill over 7 years ago, but it was vetoed by then-Republican Governor Robert Ehrlich. Democratic Governor Martin O'Malley is expected to be more sympathetic, especially if it's approved by the legislature again. Maryland has an estimated 250,000 undocumented immigrants and would join other states such as California, Nebraska, and Texas, which have already passed in-state tuition measures. Jamie Terabay, NPR News.
Wildlife experts in Beebe, Arkansas, are trying to figure out why more than 1,000 blackbirds fell from the sky dead Friday night. Resident Charles Moore found several of them.
I just came out to get my paper. And I saw a little black thing here and there and there, and I said, wait a minute, what is that?
Officials with the State Game and Fish Commission say the birds showed signs of physical trauma, that the flock may have been hit by lightning or hail. There's also speculation that New Year's Eve revelers shooting off fireworks might have startled the birds and caused them to drop dead from stress. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.